He had a bit of a poor spell in his game, and words were had, of course, and he was a bit disappointed with everything and with life, sort of thing, and he wasn't enjoying his football. So I did say publicly that he knows what he's got to do to get back into the team, or back close to the team. We've had a big chat at the hotel at Leeds, and I think he's ready now to come back and show me that enthusiastic young Irish striker that I picked up at Bristol Airport 12 months ago or so.
Well, Yeovil fans will be delighted to hear that. I know a lot's been said about Paddy Madden this season after all the goals he scored last season. Is this chat you had at Leeds a turning point, do you hope, now?
I think it is a turning point. Yeah, it was a turning point. He had to start enjoying his training and his games, and take on board the information that was getting to him, we were trying to get through to him. He had to understand that this was a different level, and you have to think slightly differently. You have to be a bit cleverer. You have to, do the things for the team. If you're not scoring goals, you've either got to be making goals or breaking up the opposition's play. And he'd be the first to admit it hasn't quite gone right for him. But hopefully we'll see a new Paddy. And I brought him on at half time at Leeds. He tried hard without, much at the end of it. But I've seen that enthusiastic Paddy Madden that we saw last year in the last week or so. So I think that's a big bonus for us.